It's Wednesday, the 12th of November, and it's damp, but it's dry in the air, no rain, fairly calm actually. The skies are grey. Oh wait, right over to the west, there's a wee patch of brighter sky. But I have seen the forecast for today and tomorrow and Friday, and it's not good. Not conducive to nice winter days, but I have to say, on the positive side, it's very mild. I'm watching, I think it's two sparrows up on the silver birch tree, the big one, but I see a flash on the sides of the wee birdies, so they may actually be female greenfinches, young female greenfinches, or as we call them, no, actually as I call them, greenies. They were at the feeder earlier, though I couldn't see because it was still dark at just after 7. But I could see birds on the feeder even at that early stage, with little light. And right at the very top, the very topmost weak twig of the big Lelandy tree, is a magpie. The scout has been sent out to survey the plains to spot grub. It's a beautiful big tree there, you know. I constantly, I don't say admire, I planted that tree as a young tiny wee twig thing years and years ago. It's not in my garden, it's over in the park. But I got permission many years ago from the local authorities to plant a small copse of trees, just basically a double line. And so that tree has grown incredibly well. It looks majestic. Not something you actually want in your garden unless you've got a massive garden. Anyway, slept well last night. Again, sore throat this morning. And I know what that's all about, that's snoring. Other than that, I'm feeling fine, I got out of bed okay. I'm actually feeling pretty good this morning, I don't know why. I actually have a bit of a, let's say cheer. I just feel good. I'd love to find out what the combination was this morning that made me feel good. I know I felt good in the shower, I know I was thinking on one particular thing in the shower. I can't remember what it was now. What the heck was that? Oh, I remember now. Yeah, okay. It was just something to do with a daycare centre I look after. They'd asked me to look into something. And that was running through my mind. And that, I love doing that because I do love investigations. Private investigations. So I was thinking about that, which kept any bad thoughts out of my head. So I don't know if it was that or just another, oh, I was going to say another tequila sunrise. Don't ask me why. Don't ask me why. Oh my god. Victor Meldrew may be dead, but he lives on in my head. See, a poem. Rabbi Burns, the poet, did, but MacAulgin lives instead. Comes Rocky, the wee blue tits. There's a host of, it's not the proper word, but don't want to call it flock. There's a host of blue tits in the garden at the moment. Not just this morning, but they've been here for a while. And it's obvious that they have their pecking order. I've seen so many times that one has to depart the feeder, and another one comes in, and so on it goes. And they don't fly away; they just fly onto a twig or a branch, and then have another wee go and get chased again, and then something else comes in. So obviously, there's a pecking order. I don't know whether it's male versus female. Or clear off, you! I'm a male. You're just a female. Clear off. That could be the other way around. And why not? The garden's looking a bit sorry. Of course, all those plants were torn out to make way for the work on the new fence. So many things hacked away and removed. But it makes for new ideas, new planting for the spring. And the hardy geranium immediately in front of me, the big one. Not big as in height, but big as in area. It's still flowering, it's beautiful little dark pink flowers. Still this stage, and it'll do that till the first real frosts kill it off for the year. I've got a wee primrose come out, and it's the one like the fried egg, poached egg I should say. Well, there's a poached egg plant, but this is not. It's a wee primula. It's beautiful, two flowers, those beautiful white petals in there. And the free range yellow in the middle. It's good to see the winter flowers starting to come out. I have quite a lot of primroses around the house. Oh, hello Mr. Wren, or Mrs. Wren, whoever you are. I watched the wren yesterday from the kitchen window hopping through the tangled branches, if you like, I don't know if they're called branches, of the clematis on the fence. And it's a wee bit like watching Indiana Jones swing through ropes and duck this and duck that. It's just amazing how those wee birds, and stopping there almost every hop and pecking at something. Probably tiny wee beasties and spiders and things. But they're amazing wee things to watch. As I said, I was thinking about the daycare centre, and I was up yesterday doing a wee job for them. And I've gotten to know quite a lot of the old folk that come in there. They don't come in necessarily every day. Some do, some are in every day, Monday through Friday. Some come in one or two days a week, things like that. And then it changes. Some stop coming and new ones come in. where I've gotten to know an awful lot of those old people, and some of them not so good in a mental or physical state, sometimes a combination of both. Others are very coherent, and then they're just in because of their age and to get out of the house and to get be fed and entertained. And I look and I think, I've often joked with John, who's under manager there. John's a lovely guy. He's responsible for, well, quite a few things, but he's quite responsible for the care, in other words, how those people are entertained and looked after during the day. I've often joked with John about how both of us will end up wondering, will we both end up in there one day? And he's often joked that, yeah, he says, my seat's booked, that's his. He says, and I've booked one for you as well. And I often wonder, will I end up there? And I look at those people and I think, are they enjoying themselves? Or are they just getting at the house for a bit? It's a lovely old lady. I won't say her name. She comes here. She has a Zimmer frame with wheels, but she's quite independent. She likes to sit often. Not always, but she likes to sit at one of the open doors and have a wee puff in her fag. And she likes if you say hi to her and ask her how she is. She likes her ruby red lipstick. Ah. One day I'll say a bit more about that. Because there's lots to say.